Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. If you do a lot of biking, you are probably familiar with the bike company called Giant. Well, yesterday we learned a little bit about Tony, former CEO of Giant. Today we're going to continue this lesson. Today's lesson is called Saving Lives One Bike at a Time. So friends, here's a question I would like you to try to answer. What does Tony say about exercise? What does Tony say about exercise? Well, open up your magazines and let's see if we can find out. Follow me.
Saving lives one bike at a time. Question. Any advice for young people? Answer. First, find your true talent and interests. Love your job and treat the company you're working for as if it were your own. Everything is a blessing in disguise. Life holds some pain and hardships. Learn from them. Have faith and trust in God. Make exercise a lifelong habit. Most importantly, try, try, try until you succeed. Question. What about entrepreneurs? Answer. Business is like riding a bike. You need balance. Choose what you believe in and move forward. Don't stop. Use the strength in your life to change the world.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 Blessing in Disguise 这个成语。Disguise 是指伪装或化妆，所以 Blessing in Disguise 是指化了妆的祝福，也就是因祸得福。例如 ,losing her job turned out to be a blessing in disguise for Sandy because she started her own business after that. Sandy 当初丢了工作可说是因祸得福，因为她就此开始了自己的事业。或者是 Eddie considers the car accident a blessing in disguise because he would never have spent so much time with his family otherwise. Eddie 觉得这场车祸是因祸得福，要不然他绝不会花这么多时间跟家人在一起。接下来我们看 entrepreneur 这个名词， entrepreneur 是指企业家或创业家，注意它的重音是在后面，念成 entrepreneur。例如 This summit is an important occasion for high-tech Asian entrepreneurs. 这个高峰会对亚洲科技企业家是非常重要的盛事。或者是 The program is aimed to help would-be entrepreneurs around the country. 这个计划的目的是要帮助国内的新兴企业家。和它相关的另外一个名词是 enterprise, E-N-T-E-R-P-R-I-S-E, 意思是企业。例如 This railroad company is a state-owned enterprise. 这一家铁路公司是国营企业。Well, here we are, talking about bikes again. Gabe, how often do you go biking?
Not as often as I would like, because there are a lot of great places to go biking here in Taipei, along the different rivers and in the mountains, and it's always really beautiful.As well. I really should go biking more often. Rebecca, how often do you go biking?
I go biking a couple times a month.
That's pretty good.
I wish I would go biking more often, but more recently we've had a lot of rain.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you have a lot of rain, it's difficult to go biking unless you want to get wet, which I don't.
Right. That could be enjoyable if you're okay with it, if you're ready to just get wet in the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I prefer not to. Well, anyway, today's lesson, we are continuing this interview with Tony. And the very first question that was asked is, any advice for young people? And
okay,
how does Tony respond?
What is his advice? First, find your true talent and interests. What does this have to do with biking? Well, we continue, love your job and treat the company you're working for as if it were your own. Okay, so still nothing to do with biking, but however, I think there's an important idea here, and that is that you need to take ownership of whatever it is that you are doing.
And this is a great phrase for you to know. When you take ownership of something, this just means that you take responsibility for it and you treat it as if it were your own.
Yeah, for example, Rebecca and I don't own Studio Classroom. However, we are hired to be the teachers here at Studio Classroom, and so we try to do our best with that responsibility, and we bring our own different kinds of creativity to the program. We like to take ownership of the show.
That's right. And Tony says that you should love your job and treat the company you're working for as if it were your own. Everything is a blessing in disguise. And this is a great phrase for you to know. If something is a blessing in disguise, this just means that something might seem bad at first, but then it results in something really good later on.
Yeah, for example, nobody likes the idea of being fired. Maybe your friend was fired, but it was a blessing in disguise because she was able to find a better job elsewhere. So there are many ways to use this phrase, friends. Think about the difficult or negative times in your life. Perhaps it is a blessing in disguise. Something good can come out of it.
So everything is a blessing in disguise. Life holds some pain and hardships. So of course, you know, living life, you're going to experience pain. You're going to experience difficult things. But I do believe as well that things can work out for your good.
That's right. You can learn from your mistakes as well and the mistakes of other people. We continue here, learn from them, right? And also have faith and trust in God. Make exercise a lifelong habit.
Hold on for just a moment, Gabe. That is the answer to the question I asked earlier. What does Tony say about exercise? The answer is...
He says, make exercise a lifelong habit. That means that you shouldn't just do it at this stage in your life. You should always be exercising.
Exactly. Most importantly, try until you succeed. I do like that piece of advice. Well, we have yet another question. And the question is what about entrepreneurs?
Well, what about entrepreneurs? What about that phrase?
What about that phrase? Yeah, let's talk about that phrase, what about. You can use this when you want to ask a question about something.
That's right. And usually it's related to a topic that you've been discussing. So for example, when I got married and I had to move out of my old house last year, people kept asking me, well, that's great that you're moving, but what about your cat? What they meant was, what's going to happen with Xiaohu? Where's he going to go? Are you going to take your cat with you? Don't worry, I left my cat in good hands with Angus, Luke, and Albert.
He's in good hands, eh?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Okay, so this is a good phrase, but what about that word entrepreneur? What is an entrepreneur? That's just someone who starts their own business, especially when it involves seeing a new opportunity.
Yeah, two of my uncles are entrepreneurs, my Uncle Perry and Uncle Matthew. They have different businesses that they started several years ago. Well, here we're learning about business entrepreneurs, and business is like riding a bike. We read, you need balance, choose what you believe in, and move forward. And here's something very important, don't stop.
Use the strength in your life to change the world. So I think Tony believes anyone can change the world. Well, we saw the phrase like riding a bike. Mm-hmm. Let's learn more about that in the InfoCloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. Friends, if you're trying to improve your English, we have an encouraging message for you.
Yes, we do, Ken. Learning another language is just like riding a bike.
So how is riding a bike similar to learning a language?
Well, we're actually saying two things here with that expression. The first is I'm comparing learning a language to learning how to ride a bicycle.
I know what you mean. I remember when I was little, the first few times I tried to ride a bike, it was hard and scary.
Exactly, Ken. But now, after you learned how to ride, it seems so easy.
It does. And friends, we know that it takes more work to learn another language than it does to ride a bike for the first time.
And that brings us to the second meaning. In English, when we say something is just like learning how to ride a bike, it means even if you haven't done something in a long time, it's easy once you get started again.
Okay, let's say I want to go back to school to get an advanced degree, but I'm worried because I haven't been in school for a long time.
I might say, don't worry, Ken. Going to school is just like riding a bike. You'll pick it back up in no time.
英文有一句话，某一件事 is just like riding a bike, 就像骑脚踏车一样。这句话可以有两个不同的意思。一个是，当我们刚开始学一样新的东西，例如英文，刚开始也许会跌跌撞撞，甚至受伤，就跟学骑脚踏车一样。但很快就驾轻就熟了。另一个意思是，很久没做的一件事，例如讲英文。有一天你遇见一位外国朋友，你张开嘴，流利的英文就顺口而出，就像骑脚踏车一样，就算很久没有骑了，你的身体还是会记得怎么骑的。It's just like riding a bike. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we're learning some interesting things from Tony Low. And one thing we learned is that a business is like riding a bicycle. You need balance. Now let's say you're interested in buying your own bike. Would you like some tips? Well, let's learn some tips with Tony Low right now.
Saving lives one bike at a time. Question. What are some tips for choosing a bike? Answer. Decide where you plan to ride. On paved roads, on a mixture of paved roads and dirt paths, or on off-road mountain trails and dirt paths, then decide what kind of riding you will do. Performance riding means competing or being an enthusiast. Sport riding takes in fitness or escaping from your surroundings. Then there is lifestyle, which means riding as a commuter or for recreation. Then find the appropriate bike.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 enthusiast 这个名词。enthusiast 是指热衷于某件事物的人或者是爱好者。注意它的重音是在第二音节念成 enthusiast。例如 Billy is a Macintosh enthusiast. He can tell the brand's whole story. Billy 是个麦金塔的爱好者，他可以告诉你这个品牌的整个历史。如果要说明是对什么事物的爱好者，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 Vivian is an enthusiast for theater.Vivian 非常喜好剧场，和它相关的另外一个名词是 enthusiasm, E-N-T-H-U-S-I-A-S-M, 意思是热忱或热爱。例如 Nathan's enthusiasm for music came from his dad. Nathan 对音乐的热爱来自于他父亲。最后我们看的是 appropriate 这个形容词。appropriate 是指合适的、合宜的或者是恰当的。例如It wouldn't be appropriate for you to wear jeans to a wedding banquet. 如果你穿条牛仔裤去参加婚宴是非常不恰当的。它的反义字是自首加上 in 变成 inappropriate. 例如 it would be inappropriate for me to comment on others' personal matters. 如果我去评论别人私人的事物会非常不恰当。或者是 Charles was scolded by his parents for using inappropriate language. Charles 因为说粗话被父母亲责骂。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So this next section could be very useful for you, for all of you who want to go out and buy a new bike. The question is, what are some tips for choosing a bike? And Tony provides a very thorough answer.
Yes, he does. Because there are several different types of bikes, right? So many choices to choose from. We read, decide where you plan to ride. Okay, so if you are trying to decide what to buy, you need to think about where you will use that thing, right? On paved roads, on a mixture of paved roads and dirt paths, or on off-road mountain trails and dirt paths.
So, of course, this is an example of paved roads.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's almost easier to ride on paved roads. It's like a road.
Yeah, well, it depends on the bike that you have. Because if you have an off-road dirt bike, it's not that easy to ride on a paved road.
Gabe, you make a really good point.
Thanks.
Yes, exactly. So that was paved road. But what about off-road? Now, that's actually a good word we want to talk about. Off-road. This just means that you use your bicycle or a car...Basically, not on a paved road, on a rougher, possibly even dirt road.
Yeah, and so you can use a bike, you might call it an off-road bike, or you could use a special type of vehicle. Sometimes maybe you've heard the word quad, that is a four-wheeled kind of motorcycle, okay? And you can go off-roading with that vehicle. Sometimes we use that word, to go off-roading.Rebecca, have you ever gone off-roading anywhere?
Have I ever gone off-roading?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, actually, I have. When I lived in North Carolina, I used to go biking, I guess, on an off-road mountain trail.
Well, that's kind of fun, right?
Yeah, it was actually a lot of fun, very exciting. I didn't have the best bike for it, so that made it a little challenging.
Hmm.
But hey, it was still pretty cool.
So friends, what kind of bike do you want or do you need? Well, it depends where you want to go biking, right? We read on, then decide what kind of riding you will do. Performance riding means competing or being an enthusiast.
And if you're competing and you're enthusiast, or if you're an enthusiast, that just means that you're someone that absolutely loves doing this particular activity. You do it a lot. You're very serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And...something you want to do all the time.
And you might be a biking enthusiast, or maybe you're really passionate and excited about doing something else. Maybe you just love comic books. You know everything about every comic book character or cartoon that there is, right? You might call yourself a comic enthusiast. Or maybe you love English and you love grammar. You know everything there is to know about grammar. I would call you a grammar enthusiast.
Or maybe you like math, and you enjoy all those math problems.
Good for you.
Yeah, you could be a math enthusiast. As for me, I'll probably stick to something other than math. Anyway, let's continue on. Sport riding takes in fitness or escaping from your surroundings.
And we're learning about different things here, and we read on with these three words. This is kind of interesting. Then there is lifestyle. What is that all about? We read in this sentence the word then a couple of times, right? Then decide what to do. So what is then there is?
Okay, so let's say that you're giving a series of things. You're kind of, there's several different things that you're talking about. So you say first there's this, second there's something else,And then there is, it's the next thing in a list of sequence or a list of things that you're providing.
Yeah, so it's just kind of a different way of talking about that series of things, right? For example, I talked about a couple of my uncles. My Uncle Perry is an entrepreneur, and so is my Uncle Matthew. And then there is my Uncle Luke, who is a carpenter. So he has kind of a different job.
Ah, nice.Well, in our lesson, we're talking about different types of riding or different types of biking. So we see then there is lifestyle. So there's performance, sport riding. Then there's lifestyle, which means riding as a commuter or for recreation. Let's talk about that word commuter. A commuter is just someone who regularly travels between work and home, and that's usually quite a distance.
And I'll have you know that I am a commuter. I take my scooter to work. A lot of people take the bus or the MRT. Some people take the Maokong gondola. Some people do that just for fun, but some people have to commute to work by taking the gondola.
Exactly. How long does it take you to get to work?
If I'm speeding or if I'm abiding by all the traffic rules.
Abiding by all the traffic rules.
About 20 minutes.
You are definitely a commuter.
I'm a commuter, yeah.
Okay, friends. Of course, after all of these tips, it's time for you to find the appropriate bike. Good for you. Well, right now, it's also time for us to review today's lesson with a
review skit. They're so fun.
Good for us.
Good for us.
Well, there you go. Congratulations. Enjoy your new bicycle.
Thanks. I'm sure I will. Cycling is becoming more popular.
Yes, it's a great way to see the sights, and it's good exercise.
So, do you have any tips for someone that's just starting out, like me?
Sure. One of the most important tips is to wear a helmet.
A helmet? Do I really need one?
Yes, a quality helmet might save your life. And these days, it's easy to find one that's light, comfortable, and affordable.
Okay, I'll get one, and I'll wear it.
Great. Also, if you plan to ride long distances, you should think about getting padded shorts.
Padded shorts?
Yeah, you want to be comfortable, right?
Of course. Okay, I'll get a pair.
Oh, you might also consider sports glasses.
But sports glasses are expensive, and they look really silly.
Not if you find the right pair. Besides, sport glasses keep your eyes protected.
And that's important. Okay, do you have any tips that don't involve buying anything?
Yes, of course. When you ride, pay attention. Remember, you're not the only one out there. You need to share the road, so be cautious and considerate.
I'll do my best. Well, I can't wait to get started. Biking is fun.
I'm sure you'll enjoy it. As someone once said, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy a bicycle, and that's pretty close.
Right.
So, what was your favorite tip?
Well, you know, I really liked how he said that you should try to find your true talents and interests. Because, Rebecca, sometimes people try to find something they're really interested in, but they're really not talented at that thing at all. And it doesn't work out.
I've noticed that too.
So you need to find something that you're talented in and really interested in, and then don't stop. Go for it.
That's right. A good piece of advice. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom. Cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts.